Those who argue that the U.S. was no bystander to the Rwanda genocide offer evidence that the U.S., to the contrary, backed General Paul Kagame's invasion of Rwanda from Uganda, and that hundreds of thousands of Hutus, as well as Tutsis, died in the genocidal massacres that ensued. Ed Herman is professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business and co-author with Noam Chomsky of Manufacturing Consent and with independent researcher and writer David Peterson of The Politics of Genocide. Professor Herman, was the United States a bystander to the Rwanda genocide?
The United States didn't stand by. It supported Kagame all the way and prevented intervention, actively prevented intervention by the UN. So the establishment narrative here is completely off the wall. The United States did not stand by.
Peter Erlander is a William Mitchell Law School professor, former National Lawyers Guild president, and international criminal defense attorney. Professor Peter Erlander, was the U.S. a bystander to the Rwanda genocide?
Well, the evidence from the files of the U.S. government and from the United Nations would suggest otherwise. These are files that have been hidden for the last 15 years, and they show that the RPF, the government and military that are now in place, went from being a military force of about 2,500 to 3,000 troops to being a military of between 25,000 and 30,000 well-trained, well-armed troops in the period of 2 years. And that could only happen through the support that came from the U.S. and U.K. through Uganda, which is where the invasion and the military takeover of Rwanda was organized and ordered. And then, of course, there was the ongoing cover-up of the RPF crimes and the RPF initiation of the military assault to take power, all of which is outlined in U.S. government files that are on the website www.rwandadocumentproject.net. That evidence is all in the public record.
Professors Erlander and Herman both said that the U.S. should not intervene in Sudan, and Professor Herman said that the U.S. has no moral authority to intervene anywhere for any reason.
I think this is a complete outrage. We have no business intervening anywhere. We have such dirty hands. We're intervening all over the world now. We're the great aggressor nation of the world, and we're using the NATO as our agent. Why can't we just leave people alone? These Sudanese can settle their own affairs. They don't need us. And if we take Rwanda and the Congo as an illustration, the United States intervention there has involved the death of millions of people. And now with Rwanda, we have a minority dictatorship again. So the whole effect of the U.S. intervention there, not just standing by, but interventions, has been the death of millions.
For Pacifica, KPFA, and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.